Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The catcher, Frank House. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Aber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Aber. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from House and he is out, Keene applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi takes first base on ball four. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sushok. Groth reaches second base with a double. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks bunts in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Michaels is hit by the pitch. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Cass Michaels. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marsh. The throw from House and he is safe. Marsh steals second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing third base. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bilardi hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-0 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a pop-up towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sushok. The throw from bats and he is safe. Sushok steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Al Aber. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Batts moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batts moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 1 in the game. Trux hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bilardi takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso bunts towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoso for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Kaline throws the ball into Boone, who tags Jackson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera bunts towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from House and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle bunts towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.